It's time for the Monday edition of the AACA Museum Racing Report with me, the wise guy, being brought to you today by Elizabeth Arden, also by NASCAR, and by the Antique Automobile Museum of Hershey, located on Route 39, just about 4 miles away from Hershey Park, and across the street from Pumpkin World. If you've never been to the Hershey Antique Automobile Museum, you ought to go. Lots of events going on all the time. For more information, go to their website at aacamuseum.org. Race results from this past weekend. Trailway Speedway on Friday night, it was Jeff Rohrbaugh winning. In the 358 sprints, Thundercars went to Sam Gallagher, limited stocks to Terry Hartlob, and it was Dan Furman winning in the Thundercars. At Williams Grove on Friday night, Chad Layton took the sprint car win over Todd Schaefer, Brian Monteith, Fred Raymer, and Doug Dotson. The makeup super sportsman feature went to Stan Warner, and the regular feature went to Danny Hager. Then on Saturday night at the Grove, it was Ryan Rupp winning in the Super Sportsman over Bobby Hockenberry, Doug Hendricks, Scott Dellinger, and Greg Foster. 358s went to Roy Miller, street stocks to Doug Hoffman. The four-cylinders were won by Ed Hollenbach, and Donnie Murphy won in the Enduro. Sealands Grove Speedway in the 358s was Pat Cannon taking the win, and A.J. Hoffman winning in the pro stocks. At Lincoln Speedway on Saturday night, it was Doug Esch taking home $4,000 for his win over Jimmy Siegel, Fred Raymer, Cody Dara, and Lucas Wolf. And the Thundercars went to Doug Bennett, the second feature to Brian Walls. At Hagerstown Speedway in the late model sportsman 30 lapper, it was Ashley Barrett taking the win. Pure stocks went to Dale Hollidge, four cylinders to Doug Briggs. Crazy Kenny Thomas winning in the Enduro, and the Demo Derby went to Steve Thompson. Greg Biffle, 2 weeks in a row, took the win in the Sprint Cup Series over Matt Kenseth, Carl Edwards, Mark Martin, and Jimmy Johnson. Kevin Harvick, Jeff Gordon, Clint Bowyer, Jeff Burton, and Michael Waltrip rounding out the top 10 finishers at the Monster Mile in Dover. Kyle Busch was the winner in the Nationwide Series, and it was Mike Skinner winning in the Craftsman Truck Series race. That's a quick look at racing from this past weekend. Till next time, he's been racing with the Wise Guy. Next time I see you, I hope it's at the track.